you for joining us at Property Management Tools as we discuss leadership styles. Management and leadership. The key to being an effective leader is to have a broad repertoire of styles and to use them appropriately. They should be adapted to a particular demands of the situation, the requirements of the team involved, and the challenges facing the organization. Leadership and management must go hand in hand. They are not the same thing, but they are necessarily linked and complementary. The manager's job is to plan, organize, and coordinate. The leader's job is to inspire and motivate. If you're leading well, you won't have just one leadership style. You'll mix and match to engage your team and meet your goals. So as we look at the different characteristics of management and leadership, you can see that managers administer, leaders are innovative. Manager is a copy, leaders are original. Managers maintain, leaders develop. Managers focus on the systems at hand and the structure. Leaders focus on people. Managers rely on control. The leader inspires trust. The manager has short-range view. The leaders have long-range perspective. Manager asks how and when. The leader asks what and why. So the leader's eye is always on the horizon. So you can see the difference here where managers take care of the daily tasks of maintaining the property, maintaining the team, planning, organizational activities. The leader focuses on the team at hand and how to develop their strengths, how to develop their skills, how to get them to the next level. How can you use their strengths to bring the entire team up and get the property excelling in all the goals? So now we're going to talk about leadership styles. The first one is transactional leadership. Transactional leadership is the influence of a leader towards the team using reward and punishment as a form of motivation. The style is based on the concept that a leader has to give something to his followers in exchange for performing certain tasks. In this style, a leader may offer something valuable like increased salary, incentives, and promotion to the team, who in turn is expected to fulfill his or her duties well. Otherwise, the leader provides the team with less future opportunity and incentive, or may use a demotion as a form of punishment for not projecting a good performance. So transactional leadership is responsive. It works within the organizational culture. The employees achieve objectives through reward and punishment set by the leader. It motivates followers by appealing to their own self-interest, and it has management by exception, maintain the status quo, stress correct actions to improve performance. So this leadership style is effective when there's a crisis and when deviations are risky, like you're rolling out a new software or you're trying a new template on a property. It's not effective when employees are underdeveloped. Little learning happens in this style because you're not able to coach them. Employees are highly skilled. They become frustrated and resentful at the micromanagement. So if you have the transactional leader that is on them and letting them know that if they do well, they get a reward, and they don't, they will get punished, and they're on them all the time. Successful employees get very, very aggravated with micromanagement leaders. The next leadership style is transformational leadership. Transformational leaders achieve change by motivating followers to set aside individual or short-term interests to work together towards a group goal. Specifically, transformational leaders use one or a combination of individualized consideration, intellectual stimulation, an inspirational motivation, an idealized influence. Leadership is proactive. Transformational leadership works to change the organizational culture by implementing new ideas. The employees achieve objectives through higher ideals and moral values. It motivates teams by encouraging them to put group interests first. Intellectual stimulation promotes creativity and innovative ideas to solve problems. Transformational leadership is effective when the morale needs to be lifted, when immediate changes are needed within the company. Acquiring a new property, a transformational leader would be great in that situation because you have team members there that they need their morale lifted back up. Immediate changes are needed because the new company needs to implement their policies and procedures immediately. So you need to get everybody on board very quickly. It's least effective when there is a crisis, so there's no time for meetings, you don't really have the time to work with the individuals and gather them in the group and have the group consensus, and there's a lack of competency, so close supervision is required. So this would be difficult with the onboard of new employees that maybe have never been in multifamily before. It's not going to be good to get all of them on a group when you need to singularly train them. The next leadership style is laissez-faire. Laissez-faire leaders try to give the least possible guidance to teams and try to achieve control through less obvious means. They believe that people excel when they are left alone to respond to their responsibilities and obligations in their own ways. If the leader withdraws too much from their team, it can sometimes result in a lack of productivity, cohesiveness, and satisfaction. Laissez-faire leadership delegates the task to the followers. Little or no direction is given to the team, and the team has complete freedom to make decisions. Now, this is effective when the followers are highly skilled, experienced, and educated, or outside experts such as staff specialists or consultants are being used. You will see this type of leadership typically on a higher senior level, for example, a regional or a director may have this leadership style with the managers or supervisors. They're already experienced, they already know what they're doing, they need limited leadership, so they'll come to them whenever they have questions or need help. This is ineffective when followers feel insecure at the unavailability of the leader, or the employees are not skilled. They become frustrated and resentful at the lack of management. This would be like hiring a new manager and expecting them to be experienced and skilled on that property. And when the manager needs help, the leader is nowhere to be found. So that won't work. The next leadership style is authoritative. The authoritative leadership style, also referred as the autocratic leadership, is a style in which the leader ultimately holds all of the power. Autocratic leaders have individual control over any decisions with little or no input from others. Though it's not preferred, this leadership style can be beneficial at times. For example, when the team needs a new vision, when deadlines are tight, or when decisions need to be made quickly, especially if a lot of people are involved in the project and there is little or no time for everyone to discuss the matter and try to come to an agreement. So authoritative leadership is firm but fair. It gives employees clear direction. It motivates by persuasion and feedback on task performance. So the authoritative leader gives the direction of what is needed, when it's due, and how to do it. So this is effective when there's clear directions and standards are needed, and the leader is credible, has experience to give the directions. So this is another leadership style that could be used on an acquisition property, or if a new team is coming on board to give them direction of what to do, when to do it, how to do it, etc. It's ineffective when employees are underdeveloped, they need guidance on what to do, and the leaders are not credible. People won't follow your vision if they don't believe it. So if you're telling people what to do, when to do it, how to do it, but you're not actually showing them how to get there or not giving them the guidance, they're going to get frustrated. And then, of course, if the manager is telling people what to do and the team has more experience, that's not going to work either. The next leadership style is participative. The participative leader allows others to contribute to the decision-making process, allowing them to give their input and share their ideas. However, the leader ultimately has the final say. The leadership style also boosts employees' morale because their creativity is encouraged and rewarded, and they are able to contribute in the decision-making process, which can make them feel more valued and important to the company. This leadership approach can be effective and beneficial as it helps employees feel more involved and committed to their work and projects, which can make them more motivated and go above and beyond. It can also lead to higher productivity among employees as well. While this leadership style usually is the most effective, it does have some potential downsides. For example, in some instances, group members may not have the necessary knowledge or expertise to make a quality decision or contribution to the decision-making process. For the most part, however, this is the most favorable type of leadership style. This approach works the absolute best when group members are skilled, have at least some experience, and are eager to give their input. So, participative leadership allows everyone to have their input. It encourages employee input in decision-making, and it motivates by rewarding team effort. It's effective when employees work together, the staff have experience and credibility, and steady working environment. So on a regular property with a team that likes to work together and are very much involved with wanting the property to be successful, this is a great leadership tactic. It is least effective when employees must be coordinated. There is a crisis and there's no time for meetings. There's a lack of competency. Close supervision is required. So again, hiring new employees that maybe have no experience in multifamily, this will probably not be a good leadership style with them because they don't have the expertise yet. They don't have the knowledge to make good, sound decisions on some of the projects. Or if there's a crisis, of course, you need more of an authoritative leadership style to get everyone in place very quickly. The next leadership style is pace setting. The pace setting leader sets both high standards for themselves and those they are leading. One of the key attributes of this style is the lead by example approach. They don't ask their followers to do anything they wouldn't do themselves. Unfortunately, not everyone shares the same motivating forces. Pace setting leaders are also quick to identify individuals that are not keeping pace with their expectations. Poor performers are asked to rise to the occasion, and if they do not, they are quickly replaced. Pace setters don't give employees a lot of positive feedback. They simply don't have the time. On the flip side, they have no problem jumping right in and taking over if they think progress is slow. So pace setting leaders is a do-it-myself type of manager, performs many tasks personally and expects employees to follow his or her example, motivates by setting high standards and expects self-direction from employees. So pace setting leadership is effective when people are highly motivated and confident, little direction and coordination is required, and managing experts is the case. So with this, if you've got a team that's been working together for a very long time, they know exactly how to run the property, it's a well-oiled machine, the pace setting would work really well because you want to lead by example to get them to the next level. However, it's least effective when workload requires assistance from others and development, coaching, and coordination is required. So in this situation, when you have newer employees, you're going to have to coach them and help develop their skills. So the lead by example and then leaving them on their own, of course they're not going to meet that pace. They don't have the experience yet. The next leadership style is coaching. The coaching leader develops people for the future. A coaching leader would say, try this. The coaching style works best when the leader wants to help teammates build lasting personal strengths that make them more successful overall. It is least effective when teammates are defiant and unwilling to change or learn, or if the leader lacks proficiency. So the coaching leader is the developmental manager. They help and encourage employees to develop their strengths and improve their performance, and they motivate by providing opportunities for professional development. So the coaching leadership style is effective when skills need to be developed and employees are motivated and wanting to develop. So you can see those employees very quickly because they're always eager to learn, they're always eager to help. So this is a great leadership style for them. It's ineffective when the leader lacks expertise, when performance discrepancy is too great, coaching managers may persist rather than exit a poor performer, and it's not effective in a crisis. The coaching leader is trying to use this leadership style on team members that have more experience. It's not going to work. And then, of course, you want to be working with the teammates, but if you see a team member that is just absolutely disengaged and is not interested in growing or learning, maybe they're not the one for the team, but some coaching leadership styles will keep trying to coach that team member, and sometimes they just need to be released. Be a great leader. To become an outstanding leader, incorporate these actions into your daily practice. Give praise. No one gets enough praise, so truly outstanding leaders see expressing thanks and providing recognition as one gift that can never be given enough. We all like to hear that we're doing a great job and to get a thank you. Make decisions. Outstanding leaders quickly weigh, assess, decide, and then immediately act because decisiveness and action build confidence and momentum. I think we've all known someone who has great ideas, but they never implement it. It's very frustrating. Take responsibility. Outstanding leaders are the first to say, I made the wrong choice. We need to change course. If you made a mistake, own it, assess it, and then put a new action in place. But just take responsibility. People respect that. Communicate. Outstanding leaders explain. And then they listen, because the most effective communication involves way more listening than talking. Set the example. The entire team is watching what you do and how you handle situations. Allow them to see and follow in your direction and do what you do. All eyes are on you when you're a leader, so set the example. Give feedback. Outstanding leaders know the team wants to improve, to be more skilled, more polished, more successful. Offer constructive feedback. They're yearning for that. Seek help. Outstanding leaders don't pretend to know everything. They purposely hire people who know more than they do. They automatically ask for help. There's no way you can know everything about everything. So if you get people on your team that are better than you in certain aspects, use their strengths, use their talents to push the whole team to the next level. Adapt to the situation. Remember, great leaders need to adapt and change based upon the objectives, needs of team members, and situational factors. Look at all of these management styles, incorporate them into your leadership style. You can see that all of them can be used in different situations. And they can be effective in several different situations, but then again, in a different team member or if there's a different objective, it's not going to be effective. It's probably going to cause more harm than good. So learn the management styles, learn which way is most effective with your team members, and here's some great quotes that I love. I've seen Colin Powell live. He's simply amazing. Great leaders are almost always great simplifiers who can cut through argument, debate, and doubt to offer a solution everyone can understand. A leader takes people where they want to go. A great leader takes people where they don't want to go, but they ought to be. That can be challenging, especially if you have new team members and the property needs to get to the next level. It needs to be operating on all of cylinders. And sometimes the team members are a little apprehensive because they just don't know. They don't have the experience. So the great leader knows they need to get to the next level, guides them, helps them, develops them so they can get to where they need to be. If your actions inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you're a leader, according to John Quincy Adams. We'll end this with, be the kind of leader that you would follow. You want to have your team always looking at you. You're setting the example. You're leading them in the right direction. Look at all the management styles. Figure out the ones that work for you and what works in different situations. Practice on how to be a great leader. And always remember, would you follow yourself as a leader?